I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
And this episode is sponsored by my really close friends, Postmates. I love Postmates. I talk about them all the time, long before they sponsor the podcast, because they bring me Taco Bell when I'm like, do I need to walk to Taco Bell? No, Taco Bell needs to walk for me, walk to me, because how can we shouldn't be burning any calories if we're going to ingest Taco Bell.
So true.
if you're ever, they read copy, but I don't need copy for this. This is one I can do from the heart. And then they're probably gonna be like, Corinne, stop doing that. This just seems like a cry for help now. But honestly, Postmates is great. Cause like for me, I live in an area of New York where it's like I have seamless options, but I don't have
they're
enough seamless. Sorry, I'm not even supposed to say that, but you know, they're out there.
I live in Murray Hill and I use Postmates all the time.
Yeah. It's just like you have options from other food places, and then you're like, I'm bored of this shit. This is the same 3-star Chinese restaurant that comes up every time, especially on a comedian schedule, because you're like dealing with things that are open.
What's open at 3 a.m.
after midnight, which is always a place that looks like they have not washed their countertops.
Nope.
But with Postmates, you can choose places that are further away than other places will go, and places that just like generally don't deliver, especially fast food or even like some high-end restaurants.
Yeah, Rosa Mexicana. Yo, I got Postmates from there once.
Yeah, like I had Postmates bring me for Super Bowl because every place was out of like wings and all the basics. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going over your head. I'm going to the man at Five Napkin Burger. And you're going to bring me a $16 veggie burger.
Yeah.
Because I fucking feel like having this on an onion ring tower. And it was fabulous, guys. And also, people don't know this. I knew this because I love Postmates. But even if you don't want food, if you like are sick and you need medicine, or if you have someone over and they want to stay, but you don't want to let them borrow your toothbrush, you can be like, go to Duane Reade and get me a toothbrush. I mean, it really does feel like you have someone working for you.
Well, assistant.
Because technically you do. Anything, anywhere, anytime, whatever it is, Postmates gets it. And if you need another reason to use Postmates right now, you can get 30 days of free delivery on any order over $20 when you sign up for Postmates Unlimited. So go ahead, download the Postmates app on iOS or Android and get anything, anywhere, anytime.
Damn.
New customers, listen up. Enter code GWF and you get $100. That's so much in free.
That's a fuckload of
delivery credit. $100 free Postmates delivery credit for your first 7 days.
Oh, I could spend that in one day.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to have a couple meals this
week. Damn, dude.
On Postmates. Postmates, they get it.
Seriously. Shit.
They really do.
Hey, you should come see us live. And if you're around tonight or tomorrow in the San Diego area, Corinne and I are going to be bringing the Bridget Bishop Tour to the American Comedy Club. And we're going to a shitload of other places with the Bridget Bishop Tour. Virginia Beach, Virginia is one of them because that's where I grew up. And I'm really excited to come back there. No one around that area really cares that much. Tickets are still very available. So go to sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com/tours. With an S. And all of our ticket dates, ticket links and dates are there. Also, if you are in the Los Angeles area, hey, what up? How are you? Oh, great weather you're having. Monday, February 12th at the Comedy Store at 8 p.m., Joseph Vessi and I are putting on a night of stand-up comedy with some very special guests to celebrate the release of Maybe It's You, which is a comedy album he and I wrote that is original songs and sketches. It comes out on iTunes Valentine's Day, so February 14th. And it's $9.99 and there's like 23 tracks and it's really fucking fun and funny and great. And it's also going to be available on Google Play. So go have the best day of your life and download that album.
Those are probably going to be some pretty good guests if I'm using my noggin correctly.
Yep.
And then Friday, February 23rd, New York City, Nacho Bitches. It's the monthly show that is very pure in my heart. Co-hosted by who the fuck knows this week, but I'll be there.
Mystery.
It's 11:15 p.m. at New York Comedy Club, which is East 24th Street and 2nd Avenue. As always, use code NACHO for $12 tickets. And it's going to be a really fun one. I'm excited.
The next day, Saturday, if you're still in New York City, Wendy Starling and I are putting on Glamapuss at Zinc Bar, which is in the West Village. Just come. It's going to be the best day ever. 7:30 p.m. Bring your favorite people that you like to laugh with. Also, can you see correctly? I hope so. But if not, and you want to wear contacts, get Hubble. They are one of the sponsors for this episode of Guys We Fucked. Do you wear over your contact lenses? Oh, do you overwear your contact lenses to save money? Yes, I do, Hubble. Why do you ask? What if I told you that you could get a fresh pair of lenses every single fucking day for $30? Do the math, you idiot. That's $1 a day, unless you're in February. This is half the price of other brands. So go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of contacts, daily contact lenses, for fucking free, okay? I've done these. I fucking love Hubble. I didn't realize I needed daily lenses. They're much better than the monthlies.
Oh, so much better.
AKA the bi-weeklies that I turned into monthlies because I'm a broke bitch. And, you know, it just didn't feel like... Just sometimes you just lose track of time and then you realize the contact's been sitting in your eye for like a fucking 6 months and you're like, oops, I should change that. Quality daily lenses for half the price of the quote, other guys. Ew, gross. Contacts are expensive because four companies control 97% of the market. Fuck that shit. Until now, because Hubble sells directly to you. So fuck off. They can offer contacts for half the price. Getting contacts has never been more convenient and affordable. This is very true. You just order it online and then it comes to your door. And then you're like, oh my God, I don't even need to carry around a fucking contact case and this solution all the time. Clear Care, very hard to get. Doesn't really go in my checked bag well because it's over 3 ounces. So go to HubbleContact.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That's 15 pairs of lenses for free. You really can't beat this deal. Hubble is offering Guys We Fuck listeners 2 weeks of free contact lenses. So go to HubbleContacts.com and get 20/20 vision for half the price. That's H-U-B-B-L-E contacts.com.
Mm. And now that you can see, you're going to want to take a little look-see down at your Movement watch. That's MVMT. Shit. You've heard us talk about Movement before. You know the story. It's two college dropouts that started their own watch company. I mean, that seems to be a trend. Just quit college right now and just
start a company.
Start an online company where you're giving the middle finger to big corporations.
Yeah, fuck
Sounds
you.
Fun to me. Now with almost 2 million watches sold in 160 plus countries, they continue to revolutionize fashion in the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. They have even doubled their number of watch styles and are now selling high quality sunglasses and women's bracelets. And you thought gift giving was all over after Christmas, but not now, because fucking society fucked you up the ass.
Fucked you right up the ass.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Oh. And gotta be honest, if you don't get me anything, we're not dating anymore.
Bye.
That's my own copy. and our friends at Movement have put together the perfect interactive gift guide to make Valentine's shopping painless. Whether you're shopping for him or her or they, I also added that, find everything from watches to fashion-forward bracelets and sunglasses in Movement's limited edition gift box. All curated by Movement's in-house stylists with their trendiest pieces that your special someone will love. I mean, this sounds great. Someone's doing all the work for you. It's going to come in a cute box. You don't even have to leave your home. You don't even have to put any clothes on.
Don't put clothes on.
So get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/GWF. Again, that's MVMT.com/GWF. And join the movement.
Ooh.
Mm.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. That's We're good. In San Diego right now, hopefully.
Oh, man, it's so beautiful, I hope, probably. Hopefully. It's probably not snowing either.
No, I love snow. It's magical. But, I mean, San Diego, nice little town. excited to hang out there. Just hope people are at these shows.
And I hope someone can get us into the zoo to pet all the animals.
Yeah, Christina really wants
to pet
the animals.
Well, okay, so I'm turning 30. So
I heard.
So excited to turn 30. Mm-hmm. February 19th at 9:15 a.m. My mom tells me that every year. very excited to turn 30. And I want to pet animals in my 30s. I'll pet more animals, more exotic animals.
That's your thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Simple, you know?
Well, I'm always like, what exotic animals are like okay to touch?
I mean, any, if you have a proper professional with you and they can teach you. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like some don't like getting touched.
Well, obviously.
Giraffes seem nice and open to it.
I've touched giraffes.
Yeah. They seem open to
it. They're dope.
Llamas.
I want to swim with a dolphin. Steve and I are going to go to Hawaii. I'm so excited.
I thought you already swam with dolphins though.
I did. Oh. So in Mexico, we swam with dolphins, but it was like kind of, I mean, it was cool.
Right.
And you got to, you know, the dolphin takes you on a thing, but I want to like be one-on-one with the dolphin. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you just want someone to give you a dolphin to be friends with?
I mean, that's so much to fucking ask, Corinne. I don't think so.
I think they're going
to
keep an eye on you.
I'm 30. It's special. No, they will.
Oh my God.
Just like, let me swim with a dolphin for like 10 minutes in a pool.
Maybe you get like a birthday extension.
That's what I'm hoping for, but we'll see. I'm very excited. I just like exotic animals. I just like animals. I need a dog. I probably should get a dog, maybe.
A dog is not an exotic animal.
No, they're not, but they're animal. I just like animals.
I like
the more
animals
I talk to
too.
People, the more I like animals.
I would like a bat.
Yeah, Tina took a tumble earlier this week in Ottawa.
Tina's Christina, if you guys are not familiar with who she
trying
calls
to,
herself.
Trying to do onomatopoeia. That's the correct
alliteration.
Damn it. Onomatopoeia is words that sound like sounds.
I fucking actually don't even remember.
Sorry, but Mr. O'Brien.
Alliteration is 100% what you just did.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I get my poetic terms mixed up. But my knee hurts so fucking bad. Corinne and I went to an exotic spa. Exotic meaning it was snowing in the mountains in Canada.
Wow, what a life we have.
I know, right? And Nordic Spa was what it's called.
Yeah.
And we went and then
thanks to the listener who told us to go in Ottawa.
Shit.
She just came up to us and like a fucking like hitman just like whispered to us, Nordic Spa. And then walked away.
Honestly, some of you guys listening to us who come see us live and say hi, you guys know what's up because you get us, you know us, you listen and you read the vibes. And this, that chick was just like, you're going to want to go to Nordic Spa. Thanks for it. It was a great show. Bye. And I was like,
That's it. In and out.
Yep. We're going.
It was a life changing experience.
Yeah. And then, I've never been in a bathing suit outdoors while it's snowing in flip flops. That was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I have, but I'm so glad I did it again. That's like my favorite. That's how fun. I want my life to always be.
Yeah. In a hot tub on a snowy mountain.
I fucking love Winter Wonderland.
I almost cried. It was so beautiful.
I was
really blown away by the scenery.
And then you almost cried.
And then I almost killed myself. Because I go to Corinne, I'm like, hey, you want to put money on our bracelet things and go get tanked? And
she's
like, okay. And then I get a martini, super excited about the martini. And then we go to explore some little bucket looking room that could have been you don't really know what any of the rooms are until
it looked Asian inspired and very spiritual, as you would say.
yes, it did. And then I had my martini in the hand. We're in robes and flip flops walking up in the snow to this thing.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
This shit would never go down in America because everyone would be getting sued.
Yeah.
But in Canada, they're
can
like,
you
fuck
not
it.
Sue?
You know
in
what?
Canada?
I think people are just nicer and wouldn't sue, maybe.
Oh, that's
perhaps what it is.
Canada's my
this would not fly in America.
No, but that's like, oh God. It reminds me of another story. But we go up into this to explore to see what the steam room thing is. And then I just eat it so hard. I don't think I've ever felt that hard in my life.
Very hard. You just heard Christina's knee against slate stone, I think it's called.
I have never been so... It's what I would imagine getting stung by 1,000 bees at once would feel.
Oh.
My whole body, all I could do was laugh. That was how much pain I was in.
I was like, are you all right? Do we need to go somewhere?
It hurts so bad. This bruise is gnarly.
Oh, it is?
Oh my God. Bright, like forest green. Just real
bad. The green's
bad.
The better stage though. That means it's healing.
It? Oh, good.
Because it's like, you know, it's like black and blue and then the green is the healing.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
All right.
And then... Fucking okay. I don't know. Yesterday, I don't know if you noticed this yesterday, but today, what's today? Wednesday. So recording
today's Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, it's like I ran into an unusual amount of shitheads, like just shithead people. I had a FedEx guy or somebody was delivering a package and they buzzed my apartment. I opened the door. The guy chucks the package into the lobby of the building. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, thank God it was a book about how to overcome your fears and anxieties. And
for you.
Yeah. And 30 is the year that I'm going to improve. And then I'm walking in. I went outside to smoke a cigarette. Last couple cigarettes before I, you know, quit. And
wow. This is a lot at once.
I know.
Don't have a breakdown.
That's me.
Okay.
Overdoing it all the time. And I walk behind this girl and she's like, you know, dressed as if she was just, it was like 5:30 PM or something.
Okay.
And she was dressed like she had like a nice job. She was coming in from work, eating a bag of chips. And she just, I was walking behind her, but she was just walking like a cunt. I don't even know how else to describe it. I don't know how to describe it.
I thought she was going to do something real bad.
No, and then she takes her chips. I don't know if she was wasted or what the fuck. And she takes like a handful of chips and there's all these packages by the mailbox and just chucks them all over this box.
Oh.
And I'm like, it was one of the most random obnoxious things I've ever, and it pissed me off so bad. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? And I'm like, bitch, pick up your chips.
You said, bitch, pick up your chips?
Yeah, I did. I was pissed. Oh. And then she didn't even look. She didn't even turn around. And this bitch was like 25 probably, like younger. And I know, now I know she lives upstairs because when I walked into my apartment, I heard her boots fucking clank, clank, clank on her apartment. I'm like, that's where that bitch lives.
Was it the basic bitch early 2000s music girl?
Yep.
Oh, she's...
Mm. And now I'm going to go leave some women only crunchless Doritos on her doorstep.
Okay.
Outside of the bag.
Can you please fill me in on these women Doritos? I thought it was a joke, but now I'm realizing it's not.
They did research.
What happened?
And they're like, women don't like to, lick Dorito crumbs off of their hands.
They've been talking. They didn't interview me for that.
Well, my whole time was
my favorite pastime.
Yes. I don't like it. Because whenever I lick my fingers with a food in public, because the research was like, they don't like doing this in public. Yeah, because some dude, some asshole on a bench somewhere in the park nearby is going to make some dick sucking joke. That's why I don't want to do it, you piece of shit. Ugh. Also, can you just give me equal pay?
Ugh. Every time I see someone...
Maybe respect instead of that.
Eating like Doritos or Cheetos and then wiping their hands on a napkin. I go, you are not living your life to the fullest.
Truth. Holy shit. That's why you eat Doritos.
Let go.
Let it go.
I feel like like lady cum stains in your hotel bed and mine's just like cheese. Just like cheese powder. It's only a matter of time before there's a food stain in my bed. Anytime we're on tour,
I get food stains in my bed all damn day because these comedy clubs be having these hot brownie cold ice cream scoop combos that I'm not gonna not get.
Well, the sad part is,
fucking loser,
when we got booked at American Comedy Club or company in San Diego, my first thought was, oh, that's the one with good nachos.
They do have very good food. I remember that too. I was like, very sick last time I was there.
Great, like, nachos.
Is that the one with okay. You okay?
Oh, gosh.
Everything's good?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't even know what I did. I mean, we've barely been home.
I know.
So, I mean, no, yesterday I didn't meet any dickheads, but I also literally just got in a car, went to Harrison's apartment, and then got back in the car and went home to my apartment.
That's nice. Protected yourself from the world.
Like I mentioned before, that's the only thing that not being broke as shit anymore. My life really is not any different other than I just... try to avoid human contact as much as possible. So
that's why you love Postmates.
Postmates, yeah,
Hubble,
car services.
You don't even get put it in the computer.
Well, I have LASIK now, but
that's true.
I mean, so I can, now that I can see people, I choose not to, but that's my prerogative. let's read some emails. Oh, gosh.
If you want to email us, it's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. Also, thank you to everybody who's been coming to our live shows because they've been really fucking fun. And the reason why I love our live shows is because it feels like this will only happen one night. We get people on stage admitting shit and there's secrets being told. And we say things that I'm not saying on the podcast because it's going to be taken wrong.
You got to give people a little extra if they came out in person.
Absolutely. And it's extra. Like, this isn't being recorded and put it on the internet. So I'll say,
we hope.
Oh, I hope not. But yeah, thank you guys for being a great crowd and
yeah.
for being vulnerable and like letting all your fucking walls down.
And if you're like, oh my God, why haven't you come to our town yet? Like, well, number one, a lot of the towns that you're listing, we have come to.
Yeah. So sorry. So your
just
problem.
Like, yeah. You gotta, if you're not up to date with episodes, just make sure you're following us on social media. Sorry About Last Night or SRY About Last NYT on the Twitter. That is it.
Twitter.
We always post about
Irish.
It on the Twitter.
Twitter.
So this subject line is this. I'm going to do a short one.
Yeah.
Should my GBF father my children, gay best friend? Obviously, I knew that. Hello, you lovely ladies. First off, I'd like to say your podcast is phenomenal and has definitely opened up my ability to talk about my own sexuality and life more openly.
Bingo.
So thank you. Me and my best friend are avid listeners, thanks to her, and love your show. So the point of this email, we have this ongoing conversation over how... I guess we're just going to say this. Lizzie, my best friend, would have a child with me, her gay best friend, because we would make awesome parents and would raise a child better than any future foreseeable partners. So we want to know what you think about this new nuclear family. Do you think two best friends with a great relationship would raise a child successfully and perhaps better than raising a child with your sexual partner? P.S.
Yeah.
This won't actually happen anytime soon. Give it 10 plus years, for we are both happily on the prowl for penis and free loving, sexually explorative, and in your youthful prime. And a child is not the best idea right now. Wishing you both a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Wait to see you in San Diego.
Woo,
oh, perfect.
See you soon.
Okay. So that's Lizzie and Yadher. Hope I'm saying this right. So
sounds awesome.
Well, I actually know someone who is in this situation who did have kids with, is gay and had kids with, his really good friend. And I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it. The kids are cute as fuck and seem very well taken care of and well adjusted. I mean, I think the heads up is like, obviously you're very young and you're like not making this decision right now. I think most of what a child needs is just like a healthy environment, no matter like what it is. The only thing I would say is that, and this is not something I have a complaint about. It's more like my brother seemed to this. It seemed to be very important to him to see a working romantic relationship. But I mean, that's a different, I'm just that I only know that because that's a need that he had brought up. And I think that has helped shape who he is and maybe like why he dates. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
But I'm also
I'm good, but like,
yeah, I mean, I think the thing for me, it's important. The things that I looked for growing up were just like, basically like letting me do what I wanted to do, but not in a dysfunctional way. Like not letting me, I'm not talking about like letting me stay out all night.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, let me follow my spirit.
Right. Right. Well, I think that sounds like a good plan. Cause it's like when you're in love with somebody and you're dating them or you're married or whatever the fuck it is. And then shit goes awry. You can use the kids against the other person.
You should never do that. But
I know,
people
but
do. Yeah.
Ugly side of people comes out when it's romantic.
Yeah.
Situation.
Kids are not chess pieces.
When it's friends, I feel like there's a little more logic involved and you can talk to each other like human beings.
Yeah.
And there's too many emotions a lot of the time at stake when you're romantically involved, so you can kind of fuck someone up with that.
Yeah. This is definitely a thing that happens a ton in New York City.
Yeah. I mean, I've always, I had a friend in college, a gay guy in college. I'm like, oh, dude, if we set like an age, like if we're single and still want to have kids at that point, let's do it. I'm like, that is just such... That plan just feels so good to me. So I think if it feels good to them by the time they want to have kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's like basically you want to look out for
logic.
Like, if you're ultimately going to be in a romantic relationship, how would that partner feel about you having kids with a friend? And then additionally, I mean, like, how is the family going to react?
Are you a co-parent? Yeah. You're going to live together? Are you not going to live together?
Right. Yeah. You know? And I mean, I think you would have to at least live like close.
Yeah, probably.
Like within 20, 30 minute drive. Because other than that, it's going to feel like too much. Like you never... Like divorce is common, but I still think like the going back and forth to each other's houses, like anyone I know who's gone through that experience, it's doesn't go without leaving some kind like a you feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's odd. It's certainly. Yeah.
So that's that.
So go have a baby with your best friend. Okay. The subject line of this email, a little more serious, 14 years in jail for an abortion.
Uh-oh.
Hey, ladies, I live in a place called Cork in Ireland, the real capital. Dublin is shite. Started listening to the podcast last year and I love it. Love it. Thought I'd drop ye an email, so Irish, to see if you were aware of what's going on in Ireland at the moment. I think it's a topic you might be interested in. So currently, abortion is illegal in Ireland. It's written in our constitution. It's punishable by up to 14 years in jail. This includes getting abortion pills. Doctors can be charged for performing abortions or giving out information about abortions. 12 Irish women a day travel to the UK to have abortions, often alone, in secret, full of shame and fear. They can be women who have an unexpected pregnancy, women who have been raped, women who very much want a baby but received a diagnosis of fetal fatal abnormality. Yes, that's right. Even if you are told your baby is dying in your room or will not survive in birth, you are made to carry to term. In the last couple of years, real fucked up. In the last couple of years, a woman less than 20 weeks pregnant died and was kept alive against her family's wishes on life support because of the fetus. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. A lot of women are still dying in childbirth. That's something that people aren't telling you.
Oh, and
American has
the worst.
A ton of fatalities because of that. Just a reminder.
Yeah. You know, well, haha. Jesus Christ. They kept this chick alive on life support. So the feet. Oh my God. Even when dead, we are denied human rights. That is so fucked up. A few years ago, a woman called Savita Halappanavar developed a complication and needed an abortion to save her life. Her baby was very much wanted, and she was going to die without an abortion. She died because the unborn have more rights than women. When I was pregnant with my daughter 4 years ago, my mother kept telling my partner closer to my due date, if anything happens, please choose Emma. You can have another baby, but we can't replace her. That is such a fucking horrible way to live. Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
I had to explain to my mother that unfortunately, if it came to that, it would not it would not be an option. I would automatically be condemned to save a baby no matter how small their chance of survival. Anyways, this is all under a little thing in our constitution called the Eighth Amendment. We are finally due to hold a referendum on it this summer, and the country will be voting on whether or not to keep it. The proposal is to have access to abortion up to 12 weeks, regardless of the situation. And lads, it is getting so nasty here right now. It is crazy. The whole country is split. Families are falling out. The vitriol is intense. We have the pro-life side and the anti-choice side. They call themselves pro-life or love both. Oh my God, love both? Fuck off. But fuck that. No one is anti-life, and they clearly don't have... They don't love both as they disregard the women. Thank you. You would not believe the amount of middle-aged men who think they have the right to tell me, my daughter, all Irish women, what we can and cannot do with our bodies and our lives. Hold on, Paige Turner. Another little thing about Ireland, if you already have children and get pregnant and don't want or cannot have another child, there is no option to give that baby up for adoption. Holy fucking shit, that's fucked up. If you already have children, you will lose all of your children because putting a child up for adoption in Ireland is an admission of not being fit to parent. It's fucking insane, right? Yeah, God damn. But so many people are pig ignorant and don't understand this. It's one of those issues where people take the moral high horse, use the Christian bullshit approach, call abortion murder, etc., yet they don't read the facts or the science behind reasons for abortions. They say things like, just have the baby and give it up for adoption. Now the anti-choice side are plastering billboards of Down syndrome children stating BS stats saying 90% of abortions in the UK are of Down's kids. It's fucking sickening. And Matt, that is so inaccurate. Even I know that's inaccurate. That's statistically, no. Oh God, everyone's a fucking idiot. Imagine being a Downs person and having to look at that. Yeah. Thinking the only reason you're alive is because your parents couldn't abort you. Disgusting. And to women who do not want kids, they tell them to close their legs or to grow up or that there is something wrong with them for not wanting children. So those who do travel for their abortions have no access to counseling or support when they get home. They have no care whatsoever and run risk of infection or bleeding out. Then there's a psychological element. The stigma and the shame is enormous. And if you are a woman who had a fetal fatal abnormality and cannot bear to live with everyone touching your stomach, asking you about your due date, your baby, when you know it's either dead or dying inside, oof, you have to sit in a maternity hospital watching all the other couples look forward to bringing their babies home. These women often cannot bring their children home after the abortion. They have to smuggle them in shoeboxes, stuff their ashes in socks, and hide them in suitcases from a foreign country. Oh God, that's dark. Through customs in an airport to get them home. And then they cannot bury them publicly. It's usually in their own back gardens under cover of darkness, and they can't tell anyone, even their families. Can you even imagine that? If you are raped or a victim of incest, you cannot abort unless 3 to 4 doctors assess you and deem you suicidal. 2 years ago, we had a refugee girl who's a minor who had been raped, found out she was pregnant and was suicidal, yet she was denied an abortion. Last year, we had a girl as young as 14 try to access an abortion through the correct channels with her parents, only to be sectioned and forced to carry to term. So this year we will vote, and I just hope to fuck we have enough decent people on this island to have the right outcome. Sorry about all the typos and the rantiness of my email. Don't fucking apologize. I just thought you guys would be interested in this and would love to hear some of your thoughts. You are the Bullocks. Hopefully there's an international tour in the works. Love, Emma.
Well, that's good because, I mean, that's all that's bad, but it's good that
fucking
we read that.
Christ.
Because we have a lot of Irish listeners.
We do. And we had a couple emails about this vote.
Do your research and vote, as you see fit, which I hope is, you know, that way that people can access healthcare.
I will never understand. And then we had another email that we don't have time to read, but about like, I'm pro-life. Am I an asshole? Don't judge. Like, read the whole thing. And I read it. But I'm like, telling a woman what she can and cannot do with her own body makes me, my every cell in my being light up on fire. Like it just, I wish I could maybe figure out a way to articulate this to people who are anti-choice so that it makes sense, because I feel it with all of my being that there is no logical reason to be anti-choice.
But also, even if you think it's murder, I mean, like
you're preventing a baby from being put to term.
And
sure,
depending on the coin, it is stopping a living thing.
Yeah.
But the joke is, it's like these same people are not, you know, usually not against the death penalty, not against, going wars. You're not against pacifists.
You're not against big pharmaceutical companies passing out opioids like the goddamn M&Ms.
It's just very interesting.
So how pro-life are you, you piece of shit?
It's very selective. People are just very, they're just very weird about kids and not...
Yep.
But
it's a high horse bullshit thing. It's
strange.
Fake. It's fake and it's weird and it's not logical. And I challenge you to ask yourself, if you are currently listening to this and you are anti-choice, ask yourself why. And ask yourself how is it your business what other people do with their own body? I could list the circumstances that any human being with a heart could understand a woman wanting to get an abortion. The reality of the situation is it's either going to be fucking legal or not legal. The cherry picking thing never works. And not allowing, if you don't want abortion, if you want fewer abortions, how about you have women's health clinics open more women's health clinics open in every country, because then you have access to birth control and information and the power. And then you won't have these accidental pregnancies. The chances are very low.
Well,
and even if you do, it's your right to... It's hard for me to talk about it without...
Well, even when it's...
Freaking out.
Well, even when it's like, you know, some places do have like only in case of like rape or something of that nature. But it's like, well, if we can't even legally define what rape is or believe people when they are raped, it's like, well, that's...
Or I go to the cops and no one believes me.
Shoot itself in the foot to begin with.
Yeah.
And I mean, in a lot of countries, including ours, I'm sure, police officers are raping people.
Oh, we've gotten so many emails from...
So that's not
American
good.
People who rape by American.
Don't do that.
But then some are good and everyone's a piece of shit and everyone's great. And you know what, guys? Sometimes the world is exhausting, but hey, our guest today is a lovely lady and we had a great conversation with her. And she's a comedian. She's a storyteller. And we're so excited to have her on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, Shalewa Sharp.
The body is not just a feast for us. It's a home, a prison, a craft, all at the same time. So what did you say when they spat in your face? Did you change your words when they slice through the rope and sticks it back together? Where did you go? Paper
never seen the flesh that she's missing. She can't remember. So dark, so distant. So now the haze is her lover. It eats her bones. It becomes her.
Sharp. I am so excited.
Hi, everybody.
To talk to you.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
I'm all right.
We were asking right. Shalewa if there's anything she didn't want to talk about with regards to the sex stuff, and you were saying that you don't have much sex.
No,
but every
right.
time I see you do a stand-up set, you always have a really funny story about you and an ex or someone.
Yeah. Else. Yeah. I feel like I don't know if I have interesting sex. Certainly not. But because I hear the people. I see what they're doing out here. I know what
some people are doing. Some
people are
wacky
doing crazy
shit.
Stuff. And then I also my baseline may be off because I worked at a porn store for like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so yeah, I remember you had a bit about
yeah,
that. Yeah.
So when I think about like what is weird, it may not be. What is actually weird.
Okay.
Like there may be people out here just like, oh my God, it was nuts. He flipped me over. And I'm like,
yeah, that's nothing.
Okay.
I'm
out here doing a ball wash with every blowjob. Like, is this where do we come together?
Right.
What led to you working at a porn store?
Literally, I didn't think they had a dress code. I just needed a job.
That's a great reason.
You apply to the porn store because they didn't have a dress code.
I was coming off of like a job I got through a temp agency. I was like 20. Ugh. Like 27, maybe something like that. And I was coming off of a collections job. And
wait, where you had to call people?
Yeah. Or
oh, I hate
yeah,
those
call
calls.
People. And and it was crazy because I mean, I was mad broke and I'm calling people.
So were they probably.
Yeah. And they were all, you know, I'm getting the same calls in my off time. And so I figure out ways to like talk to them.
You get a phone number and it's yours. You're like, shit.
Yeah. And it's like, and like the boss at that place was very like, if you have a conscience, this is not the place for you. And I was like, this
is
probably not the place for me because I have a conscience. Also, y'all make me wear pantyhose to like demand money from people. And I'm not even
over
looking at
phone.
It.
Over
the phone. I was
phone.
Like, y'all is tripping.
That's
so there was just one day where like my car didn't feel like working. And I was like, I don't feel like working either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was applying at a bunch of like the cool places. This was when I was in Atlanta, because that's where I grew up. And so just the cool places, you know, the pizza spots that were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The burrito spots that were cool.
And the porn stores.
And then I drove by and it just had a help wanted sign. And I was just at a red light, like right in front of it. And I was like,
it's not going to be boring.
I bet I don't have to wear pantyhose there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just went in and wrote a bunch of jokes on the application and a dude called me back and was like, well, your application's kind of funny. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, all right, well, you know, it's porn. And I'm like, well, yeah.
No shit.
I got that from the Hot Pink Neon and 20 open 24 hours and the
24
XXX.
Hours.
Yeah, it was a 24 hour joint.
Did like they a have, classic DVD place or was it?
Well,
also like
this was like the, this was girls like 20 years ago. So I'm talking like VHS.
Oh, wow,
so
nice.
I watched them make the transition over in the DVD and they didn't have girls and they didn't have viewing booths. It literally was like a block. It was like a video rental spot.
Like a porn
did
blockbuster.
They have sex
yes,
toys?
Exactly. Cool. We did. That would have been like the popcorn of the place. And so like, so we just rented them or sold them. And then they've had to switch with the time. So I watched them go in the DVD. I watched the HD versus Blu-ray fight happen there. And Blu-ray won. And then now they have viewing booths because of the internet. So dudes go and they actually watch the movies
and then you just jerk off on their free time.
They do.
Who's got to clean them up? I guess,
you know, you hire someone that you just hire someone.
Yeah.
And you give them an envelope.
Hopefully you give them a lot of money.
You know,
like a cleaning crew.
Yeah. And and the guy, he's just like, as long as I have bleach and knee pads and gloves, I'm good.
Who cares? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
did you notice, so within your 6 years of working at the porn store, did you see anything interesting or funny or
just like
surprising?
What was surprising? The most surprising thing were probably the dudes that came in who you wouldn't expect would come in for porn. Like, there were the ones that you, like, when you think of a porn store regular, they're usually...
balding guy or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they kind of look like sweaty deli meat or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just like a... And, but there are a lot of very charming, very attractive men who came in. And I don't mean, like, occasionally. I mean, like, every day, every other day, regular.
Every day.
Yeah.
Could you only... Was there a maximum amount of DVDs or VHS tapes you could rent?
You could rent... We had a special where, if, like, you rented... four, you could get two more for free.
Whoa.
So we're talking like dudes were just walking out six at a pop and then coming back 2 days later and then just
2 days. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Because
if there's no internet, was there no internet porn at that time?
Not much. No, not really. Not so, like that. Yeah. So this is what you know. Yeah. So they were in it for the, you know, for the night, for the next couple of nights. And and so there were just so many dudes who were very charming. And there were a lot of women who worked there over the years. Like, there was always a female manager. And so, like, that was another thing is if you had a problem with anything, you usually had to, talk to a woman about your problem. You know what I mean?
What kind of problems did people come into the store with?
Well, usually, the only thing we would say...
I didn't get a boner. This one didn't give me a boner.
Yeah, we would say, hey, it has to... we ensure that it works. If it doesn't work in your player, we'll give you like another copy. You can pick out another copy of something. But like, we're not insuring your nut. Like, if you didn't enjoy it, that's on you. Like, we don't...
I mean, it's like a regular movie. Like, you don't get a refund if you didn't like...
Exactly.
I've rented plenty of movies I didn't like.
But, and then when it came to the toys, it's like, nah, play.
Oh,
that's on you.
You don't
get to bring that
back. That's rude to even attempt.
And we would test them out too before they left with the toy. We had tester batteries. We put them in. Look, it's
modulating
the way it's supposed to. It's doing all the stuff. It worked when it left here.
So you did the equivalent of like checking the shoe size before you put
it
in the bag.
So, but people still would try it. You know, people were always...
That's so ballsy.
I can't even
imagine.
I would be so embarrassed.
There was a guy who he complained about the continuity
of the porn film.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, first of all, who gets to the end of a porn?
Yeah. I know that's true.
The story just didn't. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Read a book then, dude.
I was like, okay, now you're just making up reasons to talk to people. And if that's what's happening, I get it.
Yeah.
Aww. You're in here like every day. You know, you also could just say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's
you don't
another
have to
way.
Make up a problem.
I mean, now I'm kind of seeing why you're in here every day. But, you know.
Did you ever rent any of the porns? You're like, man, I guess I'll take one home and see.
What to watch?
When you worked there? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm partial to 70s porn because they were making real film. You know what I mean? There were like credits.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Like costuming credits. Yeah.
It was with some guy with a phone.
Yeah. It was always funny. And they had some sort of story to it. And so they attempted to act. And it was, you know, just like a Times Square stuff that they would show. And so I usually like that. When I worked there, this was right when the Pam and Tommy Lee tape had just come out. So any celebrity tape I watched, we popped in immediately. Like, we just got to see.
Of course. I don't think I ever watched that one. I saw like a quick clip.
That's enough. It is real boring. It's real boring.
Oh, it's boring?
All of them are boring because it's just like their home movies. And then you get like maybe 3 minutes of like fucking here or there.
Yeah, the Paris Hilton one's very boring.
Yeah, actually, her compared to the other ones, hers wasn't bad.
Hers was better then? Okay, because yeah, I haven't seen the other one.
I saw Kim's.
She was doing like camera work. You know what I mean? Like, she was looking in the camera. She was like,
she knows her angles.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and all of that. Whereas like, I mean, the other folks, they were, I guess, fucking for love, maybe. So they're not as aware of their angles. Exactly. Very boring to watch people fucking for love. but they kept like, they kept calling each other lover. Hey, lover, what do you want for breakfast, lover? And that was creepy in a way.
Oh, yeah.
And
then, thank you for saying
that. And the dialogue.
Yeah,
that word was, is so creepy.
It is. It definitely. I was like, oh, okay. Note to self. I don't like that.
Yeah.
but yeah, so, you know, we just watched a lot of celebrity stuff, and then anything where it was newer but they tried to make it a story,
okay,
you know, where there's like explosions or they thought they were making like they were trying to pornify like a Tom Clancy story or
something.
Were a lot of a lot of those, a lot of patriotic stuff.
So what's more American than fucking?
Yeah. And then they finally got back to like, the joke had always been when people make like pornify an actual movie title or something like that, you know, like to make it, but they actually start to do more of that. So now that's just like a go-to.
Like G.I. Ho or something.
Yeah. Things like that. Poke a hot ass.
Nice.
Yeah, hot ass.
Very popular. Very popular.
Were the people who worked at the porn star, such as yourself and your coworkers, like, did you have kinky lives going on, or were you kind of fine with just like living?
Yeah, no, I think we were all just normal people. But again, I don't know what normal is.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like,
what's the beginning of your sexual, like, how did that even, when did you discover what it was had it?
My mother made sure to have the talk with me and my sister very early. She bought like a beautiful watercolor book with this beautiful, and just like how babies are made, you know, and just like, so the drawings are very beautiful and you're like, oh, okay, that's what, which was fine. And we just like, all right, that's how that happens. Oh, I was probably like 8 or 9, something like that. And then, you know, I just had that book with my other books, and some friend came over and looked at it and was like scandalized.
Really?
And my mother was just like, well, they just, I guess her parents just gonna have to have a talk with her or whatever. Yeah. And so I knew the mechanics of it. And I guess I assumed it would be as beautiful as those paintings.
Oh no.
It wasn't all that great. But I mean, like, I've never
had sex that felt like a beautiful watercolor.
No, not at all. Not even like a decent black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sepia or whatever.
Something. But I think let's see. So there's that, and then my own personal, I feel like I remember feeling weird. I know I started early, feeling weird feelings, which my sister's friend said once. My sister had stayed over at her best friend's house, and they popped in a movie to watch. They were fairly young, and it turned out to be like one of her friend's dad's like pornos or something, accidentally.
Oh, wow.
They watched a little bit of it, and they were telling me and my friend about it later, and my sister's friend was like, I didn't like it. It made my booty squirm. And I mean, like,
made my booty squirm.
It's been like 35 years since she said that, and I'm like, that's kind of the most brilliant thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's
for
great.
Like puberty.
Yeah,
it just kind of makes your booty squirm. So my first like booty squirming moments were probably like real embarrassing. Like Rod Stewart's If You Think I'm Sexy.
Oh my God,
like that.
That's adorable.
I didn't know why. I just knew that it made me feel like I needed to pee, but I didn't.
Right. You know? That's a good explanation.
So that song turned you on?
Yes, but I don't know why. It's terrible. I want it to be something better.
But I wish it was.
But that's what it was there for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I was a barely basic child.
No, I mean, that's great.
My video did its job. Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of leaned up against something and was like, wait, what?
Oh, so. You know, I started just masturbating, which was just like humping my hands, basically. I never did the couch thing or the everything thing.
Yeah, the couch, the chair, the
like
banister.
You humped your like your flat hands?
Yeah. I just would like lie on your stomach.
Oh, okay.
You know, like that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I just started doing that real young also.
How young?
Probably like, geez, like 6 or 7, something like that.
I feel like that's when I did it too.
Yeah, you know, and I also didn't understand exactly what was happening. But again, you just do that until you feel like you have to pee, but you don't.
Yeah.
And then, but I knew it wasn't something that I probably need to bring up with anybody.
I could just keep this between me.
I feel like I shouldn't. I don't need to tell.
But you didn't. You weren't worried. I was secretly worried I was going to get pregnant. I don't know why.
No, not
because you had that beautiful watercolor
book. Yeah, the book. So I knew.
Shit.
Okay, it's just me.
Yeah. I'm probably
going to be all right.
So anxious.
Yeah. Oh no.
I was like, it's coming any day now.
Oh yeah. No. I tried to, self-contain as much as possible.
That's great.
Yeah.
But, and then when did you first start dating or hooking up?
Let's see. You make out with some people in high school. Mm-hmm. You date some people in high school. Not horrible people. They're nice dudes. I'm guessing.
That one's that great.
Yeah, you know, it's high school. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
One guy actually will not speak too regularly, but I am in touch with like through the social media because mm-hmm. he's like a friend. The other guy, I have no idea where he is. I'm sure he's fine though. His sister, however, I am kind of in touch with on social media. I need to drop all these people. I don't need anyone in my life anymore.
Sometimes you find yourself digging through some random photo album of somebody you met once as kids, graduation
you're like,
from
what
kindergarten.
What is happening? Why am I following this person who I barely spoke to? Why am I following like the travails of their son?
Right. You know more about their life than you ever needed to or wanted
to. Yeah, like, totally.
There's room in my brain for other things.
Yeah, I should probably. I'm sure I've got things in my own life I should be concentrating on.
Who has the time?
Yeah. They already had the kids. So let me follow their kids.
Yeah.
They went through all the problem and trouble of having kids and putting the pictures up. The least I could do is hit like. But yeah, so, you know, you do all of that and I only spent 1 year in college, the experiment, and I didn't...
the experiment.
Yeah, it's my experimental year in college. And then I didn't really date around much, and I still don't. And I think it's because I say I have a loyalty problem, and it's also tied to, like, low self-esteem.
Okay.
So it's like, I am loyal to you because you are willing to go out on a limb and see something in me that I feel like no one else does. So I'm going to gift you my vagina forever.
Oh, forever. So the loyalty is too much loyalty.
Too much loyalty,
too loyal.
For sure.
You're too loyal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm sure guys are like, I don't really want your vagina forever. And I'm like, are you sure? Because
it's yours. Sorry, done deal.
You took an interest. And a thing that's changed between when I was younger and now is that now I say on dates, I am intense and loyal. I don't know exactly how this will play out. I don't think what I'm doing is intense, but
I've been told.
Not even told. I'm just like, oh, I get a feeling that you think maybe I'm doing too much.
That's a great heads up.
Yeah.
That's actually good service that you're doing.
Let me just tell you right away. So, you know, proceed with caution or just know that I'm not boiling bunnies or anything. You know what I mean? If you want to move on, then fine, move on. But just know that it's going to be a little tougher for me to cut the strings because I'm not necessarily seeing other people.
Right.
How do people react to that warning?
Usually they're dudes, so they're just like, whatever, I'm just trying to fuck.
Right, okay.
So then that, of course, doesn't work out later.
Yeah. And you're like, I told you.
Yeah. I told you what the deal was.
And now you're complaining about it, but I gave you the warning.
You can't be mad if I'm stalking you. I told you I'm intense. You know, like kind of thing.
Do you, I have a, my family has like a history of stalking. Not like illegal stalking to that level, but like, I'm kind of very fascinated by stalking. Have you ever actually really stalked somebody?
No, I am way too lazy. I am
thank
like
God for the
casual.
Internet.
Yeah, man, that made it a lot easier. Because before, I was just in my brain and in my diary making up scenarios as to what these dudes would be doing with, you know, why did they leave me? It's because of this, this, and this. Whole story. Out of nothing. Just making up stories.
Well, from your self-esteem, I would imagine. From lack of is you
right,
call whoever you want.
Exactly. And so now with the internet, I can watch. I seem to like dudes who don't really post a lot. Or at least the last few guys.
I agree.
You know, they don't post a lot. And so that's fine at the time because I'm like, that's cool. Because I'm not really going to, I don't want to put my stuff on blast necessarily either.
Yeah.
Let's keep all this intensity between you and me. But.
Like the good old days.
Yeah.
You know?
But what happens is when they do finally do something, I'm like, there's a, what's going, why?
Oh, like there's some deep meaning to like a meme or something.
Yeah. Yeah. There must be a reason. They couldn't have just found this funny.
Right.
This is because of some conversation
what
we
did
had.
I say?
I see.
So,
do you recall a certain like maybe argument you had with an ex or with somebody you were dating that like you were being like really just grasping for straws with like assuming something?
Oh my goodness. You know what? No, because my arguing style is that I almost won't do it. Like
won't
I have
argue.
To make
really?
Myself. Yeah.
You're very non-confrontational.
You seem very
I don't
want to,
but not like in a, I don't want to, I just don't say that anything bothered me. And then, so then I can explode later.
Right.
but what will happen is if a guy is like, you know, I don't think this is working out. And I'm like, all right, fine, then bounce. and so then I'm, you know, there's like a pride thing.
Yep.
Of like, whatever.
You I didn't want you
go,
anyway.
Yeah, just leave. Mm. You know, that kind of thing. I remember there was probably my first actual serious boyfriend. I was 19 and he was 24 or something like that. Okay. So, you know, the perfect.
Good age, yeah.
Yeah,
he
perfect
caught
age.
Up the maturity to you.
Right, exactly. And so we'd been together not quite a year. And he was kind of gallivanting around a major mall with another girl.
What the fuck?
And a girl I went to high school with worked at the California Pizza Kitchen in the middle of that mall. It's open air. She's going to see him.
What an idiot.
How are you going to walk around holding this girl's hand?
Holding her hand?
Yeah. Open air. And I had a feeling because there was some night where he had like things were, you know, he was just like, you should go out and hang out with your friends. You're with me all the time. We should, you know, it's time breathing room. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
So
okay.
I can fuck this up.
Right. So, I'm hanging out with friends and he's hanging out with a dude and his friend and his friend brought over were a couple of, you know, his friends. So, you know, he's meeting these mutual friends. I'm going out with my, all right, deuces, whatever. And then like a month later, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I was talking to what's her name. And I was like, and I say, I'm just like, huh, why are you talking to her like a month after you met her? And he's like, what? He's just, that's just Mark's friend or whatever. I'm like, okay.
And you were right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women's intuition.
It sucks to get the intuition.
It does.
And you're right, but you can't. And because you were right, obviously.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of, there's no justification when you get the intuition.
Right.
You have to
you
see
have to
physical
just,
evidence.
Right, yeah.
And
I
that
can't go.
Sucks. That waiting
yeah.
period
it,
for the evidence.
It does stink because I can't go. And so then you sound almost nuts when you're having the argument. And I'm like, see, I knew it was that bitch because y'all were hanging out on blah. And I got dates and shit. And he's like, what? That's not. Why would you think that? Okay, but what's happening right now?
Yeah.
What's happening is my friend just called me. From the California Pizza Kitchen office phone, like,
good
hey,
friend.
Hey, I just saw old dude and some, you know, girl. And I'm like, oh, I already know who this is. And so, you know, we're discussing this and all of this. And he's emotional and he's crying. And he's like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, well, it sounds like you really like her. And he's like, I do. And I'm like, well, you should. I mean, like, you should date her. And he was like, well, I mean, you're okay with that? And I was like, oh, baby, I don't give a fuck what you do. We're not together anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as of the beginning of this conversation, we broke. No one said we broke up, but we broke
come
up.
Come on, yeah.
Right.
Like, we broke up like a
did he really think that he was going to date both of you?
Yeah, I think he did.
The balls.
Yeah, you what? Know, 24.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cocky 24,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, super cocky. Yeah, he very much, I think, thought, like, because he was like, what, you'd be okay with that? And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, do what you want. You're
Bye.
A free man.
Yeah, right.
Do what you want.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's tough. But then, like, you know, you just look nuts. And then every conversation for a while is just, I also was the kind of idiot that was like, oh, I got to remain friends with him. And so I... That's when I realized, oh, I need a time to hate you. And then
that
maybe we
easier.
Can be friends. So I thought I'd given myself enough time. I never do. I need like a good year
to hate somebody.
To hate you.
Yeah. No matter how long.
No matter how long. It could have been a year long. It could have been like 3 months. Uh-huh. I need a good year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just like hating.
And then, but then maybe after
it is
a year.
Cathartic.
It is.
I understand. It is like, that's like fun. It's like the same way you like hate a villain in a movie. Like it's more fun to hate the villain than it is to like the hero.
And also because I'd spent so much time bottling up the things that had upset me that I just
didn't have time to deal with them.
I had time to really hate.
Well, you hate him.
Yeah. So like, you know,
does the hating consist of contacting him or no? Just internal hate.
Yeah. Just a lot of internal hate. Yeah. Probably being mean to friends. Probably, you know.
Being to your friends because you're angry?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You don't, you
that's
know,
funny.
Because it's living like, here, okay, it's hard to not let it slip
out. It's hard
out.
To not, you know, just be a lot of eating.
Mm. Lot of, oh, yeah. Of course.
All
I
the
hear
eating.
You, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and then, you know, you try to talk and then you realize, oh, I didn't give myself enough time to hate because you're having a conversation and then like as they're talking, you suddenly see red and you're just like, fuck you. And you're like, oh, my bad. Okay, I got to go back into hiding for a couple of months.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
What does a relationship with you look like, though, as someone who like doesn't fight within the relationship? Like, how do you just always say okay to the other person? Or?
Yeah. Usually I'm like,
doing fun
things. Okay, sure.
Agree, like agreeable,
and then just kind of keeps building inside.
Yeah,
you.
And I just keep hoping that the other person will notice,
be perceptive of it,
yeah,
and change their behavior.
Yeah, because I am super perceptive about things and intuitive. So,
you assume they're going to be that
so
too.
I assume, oh well, if I'm doing it, because it's nothing special, right? No, it probably.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do that, I've learned.
So, are you constantly adjusting your own behavior within a relationship? Then, if you're like observant.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Hmm. So like if the last guy that I dated, it was probably about 5 months or so.
Okay.
And, with this person, he doesn't answer text messages.
Ever?
In a timely fashion to me, but
right.
I also know like, okay, what is a timely fashion? How long do I give people who have their own, who I know are doing their own things? How do I adjust my expectation to what they actually
sure.
will be like? So, you know, you give them leeway and then because you like them, you give them a little more leeway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
how long did he wait to text you back?
Or did he take? It would just be like a burst of energy, like a burst of something.
Yeah.
And then nothing for... Actually, he was not bad. He was not the worst. There was one guy who waited like a full 23 hours and 30 minutes before answering, but that was like a power play.
That was a game.
Yeah, that was rude. That's what his deal was later on, I found out. But like him, he just was just kind of like a lovable goof.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'd put his, and I'd watch him do it when I was with him, you know, like he'd get a text, he'd answer it. He'd get something else and then he'd put it down and then just bloop.
I'm like that.
Okay, so once I see that, you know, once I see that, I'm like, all right, so let's adjust. You mm-hmm. know, you're here with your expectations. Let's bring it down for like people.
Yeah, because how could you possibly predict your expectations matching their actual behavior?
Right.
It's rare.
So you adjust and you do all that. And then it's just how many adjustments do you do and what is, and I have to figure out what is truly an adjustment or what is me being antisocial and not wanting to hang out, you know, do things that they may like to do.
Right.
So,
oh, you know, like, should, I should like go how, to the bowling yeah, thing with I should, friends.
Let
or
me
fuck.
Do this thing. You That's know, interesting. Like
Sometimes
that
I forget
thing.
That, like, I do what I want to do, but then it's like, oh, it's you should do things that
exactly
out of kindness
because
for the
person more
you care.
Often than not, I'm alone.
Okay.
So more often than not, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to do this thing.
Right.
And so within a relationship, I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I'm going to do this thing. And I expect them to be like, oh, okay.
Right.
Fine.
That's always
and
the
then, if they, if I ask them to like do a thing with me and they're like, yeah, you know what? I don't think I want to do that.
That's infuriating.
Yeah. It can
oh
be
God.
Like,
you
it's like,
fun.
Whoa. But then it's like, well,
they also have the right to say no.
Yeah,
though.
I'm like, you know, I did also.
You don't
veto. Want to
hang out with me and my family for a week?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I have, you know, that kind of thing. And I also try to ask them in a way that lets them know whether or not I really want them to.
Like how, like the level of importance it holds
right.
in your heart.
Yeah, exactly.
And mind.
So
yeah.
it's like.
Communicating that's probably very, very helpful for both of you.
Yeah, like, look, I got to do this thing.
Yeah.
If you want to come, that's cool. If not, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run.
I'm not entirely sure I want to.
Yeah,
but I have
yeah.
to, and it'd be nice to have you there. But if you don't,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that's all I'm going to say
that's
because
that's
yeah,
because
nice. Anything else starts to sound like a guilt trip. Like I don't mean it.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. And so these are all things like I, you know, am still learning because I don't date around much.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So it's like okay, I guess I need to just lay it all out immediately.
It's easier, honestly.
It
like
is.
I feel like it's like skip the bullshit.
That's
why do I got to wait 5 months to figure
but
out?
I think
all
there's
your
also something for to be said about. Finding those things out as you are with someone, I think is the part of the game that people really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they
like
say
the
they complain
roulette.
About it, but they also don't take the app off their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're still...
Yeah, you're still swiping.
Yeah. So...
How do you meet people usually when you go on dates?
Let's see. All right. The last guy was a comic, which I don't necessarily believe the whole... comics shouldn't date each other thing.
I think it makes sense.
I mean, I understand
same
why.
Same schedule.
Yeah.
Same schedule. They get it. They're not going to bitch about.
Right. Exactly.
You got a spot or you got bump. You
There's
know.
A little more like understanding
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. My long-term boyfriend is a comic.
Yeah. So yeah. like you know, it's like, all right, you guys get it or whatever. But also, I mean, like you all.
Comics are fucked up people though, too.
Yeah. So
but then everybody
in
is.
Office,
so it's like,
right. Like, why are we limiting, know. You know, why do I have to now join Meetup in order to meet people when I'm around?
What's Meetup?
Oh, Meetup is like one of those things, those groups, those
Meetup.com,
online.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a dating app or a friend
Not
app?
Not really. It's like a friend, but I mean, like,
oh.
you meet up with like a bunch of folks to go do a thing.
Oh, like
what
kind
oh,
of thing?
Everyone is.
To go to a comedy show. It's a great way to fill a comedy show.
It is a great way to fill a comedy
oh,
show.
Really?
But
yeah.
You also have to sneaky squirrel your way around so that you're not necessarily promoting a comedy show. You're promoting everyone meeting up with these same interests.
Let's all meet
this,
a comedy
at
show.
This comedy show. But I've done some shows where the audience are meetup audience,
yeah.
and they are weird because
yes.
they're with a
yes,
bunch of their
meetup.
Every
app.
Show is weird with them because
yes.
they're with a bunch of strangers that they've just decided they're going to get to know.
Yeah, that's fucking
so
weird.
It's just like. It's like 20 first dates and now they all have to pay attention to you and they're sitting next to someone and you know, if the crowd work don't go right, it's a wrap. Like
yeah.
they all are like
a lot of weird energy in there.
So strange.
Wow. I've never done a
laugh.
Show.
They
for
don't
that.
Laugh, but they're just, so, but the room is
but
packed.
They're there.
But you probably have, and you
but
didn't know
you
because
didn't realize,
a ton of people are using
yeah,
it.
A
like
lot
I guarantee.
Of people do
Whoa.
It. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
But like, yeah,
oh
you
my
just,
and a packed
just,
bar
like,
show with someone who's like not doesn't have like a re, like a following or someone who like hasn't been there for a while like
yeah
someplace
so
like
what the
knit.
Host does it the host will do
yeah.
a meetup there
yeah
and he won't
yeah,
tell people
like
he's, it's his fucking show
no you because you can't necessarily say
oh
you can't
okay.
openly promote yeah.
a thing
wow so
I'm fascinated by meetup talk I love
yeah,
it
it's yeah it's a very
I would,
weird
I would do it to do something
because
fucking
I wonder
weird.
Why energy is always weird at all of the shows. What's happening?
Right.
You
yeah.
know, although I did do a show where I think it was a meetup group and it was like,
oh
but it also was kind of like a,
they're everywhere.
A friend slash maybe possibly dating thing where it was black women and Asian men.
Specifically?
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
So I'm booked. So
I can't believe there's a whole room full of that dynamic.
Oh, it was hot in there. They were having the best time because it was like, it was just like black women. So, you know, they're like, hey, they were very supportive without being cloying.
Right.
Very key. So they're just like, yeah. And then like Asian dudes. And I didn't think anything of it. The guy who booked me
was
Asian.
Of humor.
I don't think any, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like, I'm going to do it. So I get down
there. Is there a stage where you realize that
just
only black women
go
and Asian
up,
men?
Just before we go up, the guy who put on the show, he's like, all right, so let me just tell you. This is like a group for like black women and Asian men. And so, it's
cool.
Kind of like a mixer in there. They're having a good time. And I'm like, okay. And then if you addressed it, they fucking loved it. So I'm just like, okay, so what's going on in here? And they're like, girl. And then the guys are just like, tee hee. It's hilarious.
They laugh like Harajuku girls.
Is this a meetup? The app, that app, or is this a specific app for just black women and Asian men?
No, it wasn't like an app. I think it was like
a dating app.
I don't think it was. It wasn't like a dating app. It was like a meetup. Situation
now
where
why?
It's like the group is, here's a group. If you are a black woman or an Asian man and you want to meet each other, here's a group. Here's the thing that we're going to do.
Specific.
Yeah.
I got to give me this app.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, it's just like I did a show where everyone, it was like in the back room of a bar, but in the front bar area were a bunch of like graphic designers or something. And they were having some sort of meetup and we couldn't talk them into coming back there to save the planet. They were just like, we're having a good time here.
Talk about
and
angles.
I'm like, all right, whatever. Protractors and shit. it's just like they all had on like name tags and shit too. And I was
oh my God.
Oh, you guys are hard. Like, I'm kind of glad you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Kind of glad. Because I can tell you'd be terrible.
Yeah.
But that's like another way that people are meeting each other. But I don't necessarily do that. I don't do apps. I don't do dating sites because I don't believe in the machine. Like,
fair.
Even with, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
a weird...
It's very weird.
It's weird to swipe over someone's face. It's very inhumane.
That is feels so. And I'm
and
like,
it brings out the judginess, the judgy
like
little bitch
old,
in me.
Yeah,
I'm
an old lady, so I remember like, are you hot or not? Remember that?
Oh my God, yes. That website.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was like, I remember watching people just on that, and I'm like, that seems like a nightmare. Like, I don't want to know my percentage.
I know.
Of what
but also, like, it kind of did, but then you didn't.
Right. So this is just like, you know.
How old are you?
I am 45.
Okay, cool. That's
so, yeah, it's not that bad, but it feels like
it's not that terrible.
It's not that terrible, but it is like in internet time. Like, I got a live journal when I was 30. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
So it's like when I, so it's like.
You had a Zanga when you turned 28.
Right, exactly. You know, that kind of thing. So so I'm definitely like too, just lurking in the, I mean, a little too old to be swimming in these waters, Captain GeoCities, but I'm here.
And when you go older with men, I feel like it's like a lot of weird people. Because I have set, like when I was single, I had set mine to older. I like older guys, but like, then it gets real scary.
It does.
How so scary?
Well,
abusive divorced dads.
Oh. Yeah, there's that. And then there's also guys who have been waiting. And they're just like, this is how we're going to do it now. This is my app. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lay it all out.
Mm. Oh, controlling.
And this is my thing. And here's my number immediately before we even have a back and forth text on the.
So no pickiness whatsoever.
Yeah, just like, because I have the joke about being on SoulSwipe.
Yes,
and
yes.
And there was a guy.
Which isn't a real app. I thought you were, when you said that joke, I thought it was just like, because it just takes out of your soul when you swipe. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
No, yeah. It's a real black people meetup.
Oh, I was
app.
Like, what's so? I thought I was like, this could be either black or just like a spiritual, like Kate Wolf tarot card.
No, just black people. and so like there was one guy who I matched with, and now when I'm on those, I only do it during ovulation week.
Really, on purpose, or is that
it just
happens?
Because that's when like my eggs are like, come on now, and I'm like, let's find you a daddy. Both of us, both me and my eggs, know that that's not really what's going to happen. But we like to play the game,
yeah.
And so I, that's when I put it back on my phone, and then I swipe, and I only now it literally is a game for me. I only try to pick out who I think would have said yes to me.
Okay.
So I'm not even trying to find.
So you're not actively.
I'm not really. Yeah.
Making the first move.
Right. Exactly.
Is that to avoid hurt or to find someone that appreciates you for who you are? Like what's
or is it just literally a game?
It's
oh, just like a
kinda,
matching game.
Yeah. It's like how many points I can get. Game. Because I don't know. Like there's to meet up with someone is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like to meet people is a lot of work, and I am kind of lazy, and I also I'm not sure I really want to put what is necessary into it. I'm
yeah.
like that. Yeah. It's that particular kind of low self-esteem where I'm like, oh, I look terrible. Well, let me put on what I think looks good. Why isn't anyone into this? You know what I
right.
mean? Why aren't you in my
right.
head with me and you see why I've done this thing with this outfit and yeah. you're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like,
yeah. If you could only see the mind mapping that led me to these
right,
decisions.
Yeah.
You
would
understand.
Totally, you'd absolutely respect what I'm talking about here. And so like, I'm just, you know, it's like that kind of thing. So I don't necessarily want to, I don't necessarily want to like do the work to like go out on dates and talk to people. And just kind of, well,
it doesn't
you know.
Sound.
And also because of the low self-esteem, though, if you pay me any sort of attention, I'm like, all right, again, misplaced loyalty. You're willing to
you think that like,
you know, like maybe I probably shouldn't be out on dates because I will fall in love with all of these people. Now I got a whole roster of people I got to look up on Facebook and
you
shit.
You gotta stalk.
Yeah, I gotta like lightly stalk and shit.
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
That, yeah, that's a bit of an undertaking.
Were you ever on apps that were like any race? And I'm curious if there was a difference of like if like dumb white dudes said stupid shit to you.
Not too many have said stupid. I mean, dumb white dude saying stupid shit to me has been happening.
Like in the world.
In the world, yeah. Like at bars and shit for a long time.
Like, oh dear, what, like what?
Well, you know, so I'm like, you know, I was hitting the streets and out there during the whole like 90s, like riot girl thing.
Yes.
So, you know, so I have a lunchbox as a purse. So like,
yeah.
nice. Do you know, like, so
Perfect.
You just meet guys. And at that time, kind of reminds me of this time in that everyone thought they were super PC, but they're absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of like starter Negro kind of conversations where it's
okay.
just like.
Right. So they never talked to a black
person. Yeah, never
really.
Talked to a black person really.
Yeah.
Or, and again, this was like the South. So it's like, oh, I have a sense that if anyone in your family saw us even talking, that's going to be the end of your inheritance. You know what
oh,
I mean? Like, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a wrap
yeah.
for you. And so like, yeah.
You just walked away. That's a wrap for you.
Yeah, like, no, not really. But yeah, so just like white dudes saying stupid shit, but not so much on, because I don't know, there's a way to respond to this that I think I'm like, why would you even say that? That other people are like, absolutely, that's hilarious. I was with some comedians and one guy matched with a girl. And I had just been telling him how an old man told me that I made his nature rise. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I think he used that as a line. And
made his nature rise?
Yeah. That's the thing is normally I get old dudes. I've always gotten old dudes hollering at me.
Really?
It's always been not necessarily like older than me, but just like old dudes.
Yeah, like old soul dudes.
Yeah, like, yeah, for sure. Like cat
daddies. Made my nature right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Dudes like that. So that's usually what anyone who starts
oh
who starts a conversation with ooh wee. I'm like, oh god damn it. Like it's
no.
So that's normally
oh
what
my
I would
god
get.
That's like a way you would talk to an animal.
Yeah, well no, I mean I understand it.
You
I
understand
get it.
What does that mean?
That's just like hey girl
trying to be.
Well I mean I know what it
yeah.
means and but like what do they think they're what are they achieving?
I have always been built like someone's mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So
physically and mentally or?
Yeah, I think even mentally, I just have like a total maternal edge that I don't want because I don't want to break, but I still somehow manage to be that way.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know if guys like pick up men, these old men pick up on it, but like The last place that I lived in Atlanta, it was like the guy who said that was a dude who lived next door to me. And the only reason I wasn't necessarily freaked out is because he was like partially paralyzed from a stroke. So I was like, you're not if I run, you're not going to catch me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got this dog. And there was another place I lived. A guy yelled at me because I was always walking my dog. And he was just like, I've been trying to get you in my house for a beer, but you always got that dog with you. But I'm going to get you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get you in my house for a beer one of these days. You know, one day I'm going to catch you without that dog. I was like, not anymore. You're not.
Nope.
I'm taking this dog.
Another route.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. This dog is walking in my car and then just walking herself back in the house. Like, I'm not. There's no way. But, yeah, you know, just that kind of old school holler. And I just have like an old school body. And also I wear a lot of thrift store dresses. So I literally look like
from
I was
90s.
Like sitting.
You do have like a 1950s librarian vibe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I was just like out there in the streets, like fighting a fight with them and all that shit.
Yeah.
I look like a Sam Cooke song. So,
yeah. Oh, just
so it's
Sam
like, so yeah, so there's a lot of that, but I told him about how this dude said that to me. And he used it on this girl who was considerably younger, and she was just like, "Oh, you," and I'm like, "Oh, you? What? What's wrong?"
And that's why he's gonna keep doing that.
Yeah, and he was like, "Ah, it worked," and I'm like, "Oh, God,
Jesus,
don't date her.
Don't
do anything with her."
I do think it's interesting to me that one of the reasons why I think guys can be so ballsy with the shit that they say to women trying to pick them up is just because the rate at which women are rejected and the rate at which men are rejected is so different.
Yeah.
Like men, it's almost like, I mean, I'm sure it still sucks for them.
Absolutely.
Every time.
But
it's more like, well, try again.
Here's another one.
One no is just an opportunity to get that yes.
Exactly. So
it's like the secret.
Well, that's why like that sketch, Two Wild and Crazy Guys on SNL works, because it's like they just keep saying crazy shit to women. And then when the woman like is like, oh, I'm into this, they don't know how to handle it.
Right.
Because it's almost just this game of saying wild things to women.
Right, exactly.
In the same way in that like a Tinder or something, it has kind of become a game. It's like it's a modern Wild and Crazy Guys in a bar.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. So I don't know how to do, I've never really been good at like that kind of thing. Like I'm not very good at flirting, you know, just like the coquettishness, you know, I'm not.
Oh, I love that word. Yeah.
That kind of thing. And so like, it's kind of, I don't know. So someone will send some sort of message and my message is very like matter of fact or like a very like
dry,
just something like that.
Meh.
Yeah, but this I'm on SoulSwipe and this guy, we matched and I'm like, oh, I believe that. And and he messaged back like immediately. I'm like, does he have this on auto reply or something?
He got alerts
and it's just like, hello, Miss Lady. My name is such and such. I've been a city worker at this place over in Dumbo for this many years. I'm a good man. I'm like, oh,
he gave you his resume.
The whole
How old was
thing,
he
probably was like late 40s.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
like, it's what women are. They're like, I want is a good man. Blah, blah,
right.
Blah. And then you just end up going out with like stunt dick forever.
Stunt dick?
Like, yeah,
what's stunt dick?
This, the dick that does the stunts as opposed to the good
the
man
flips
dick.
The
relationship.
The city worker dick.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
So you just end up with, you know,
city worker dick will ask you how you're doing.
Right. And sometimes you just need stunt dick and you can't get city worker dick to understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because city worker dick is just talking constantly and not actually listening. That may be an issue for city worker dick.
Yeah.
Because he just sent all of that information. Here's my number. Text me, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, his number two. Good.
And
was
it like copy and paste? That's
a lot. So. And there was at no point was there a, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? I can't answer.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're tired and you want to make it work, but you can't. But you, I mean, that's what part of the reason. Like you have to put the work in. It's exhausting.
Yes. I wouldn't even know where to go with that message.
Yeah, like, you're like,
okay,
right.
I guess I'll think about it.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Yeah. Like,
I hope you're fine. I really hope that. What I ended up writing back was, I don't think this will work, but I really hope you find your queen.
Oh, that's nice.
I hope you find, because you can't be out here just putting your phone number on SoulSwipe, son.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
a risk.
Do this.
Yeah. Because how does he know? He's lucky that you weren't like,
right.
I don't know, crazy person who's gonna
But I'm pretty sure if I had just said like one, well, that's a nice shirt you have on, I could have gotten a social. You know what I mean? Like I was so close. I was so close.
And I think that, like, a lot of guys, like they do, they'll go through great lengths, at least from the perspective of women, sometimes it seems to get, you know, to get you in, to get you
right,
meaning to get you to like them, to try and get, you know,
yeah,
get
sure,
your affection and right, win your affection right. And it's oh God, I don't know. It seems like, oh, you're going out on a far limb there. And then that's sometimes when guys get mad, basically, like when
it's because
those interactions,
they did all of,
right. But it's like, I didn't ask you to do that.
Exactly.
You did it on your own. Right. Now you're mad at yourself and you put it on me.
Right. Exactly. That's kind of what the breakup with this last guy was. We were, trucking along. And
as you do.
And then he was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I think we're moving too fast. And I don't even really want to be in a relationship. And I told him like early on, I'm like, look, you know, I'm not trying to, like, I am probably looking at this a little more seriously than whatever. So I'm not necessarily a dating around kind of person.
Yeah.
So know that before going in.
Before
and
continuing.
If that's, you know.
You're really good with these warnings. People just are just not listening.
Well, they really
the
are.
Thing,
that's they're very
the
helpful.
Thing. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you right away so that we can just get to misunderstanding each other in a different way.
Yeah.
But I want you to know immediately, like, all right, these are probably going to be issues that'll come up. So, so anytime that anything felt kind of serious, he kind of instigated it.
Oh.
And I feel like he may have done that in the, you know, and he thought that he was making me happy because he knows that was something.
Possibly, yeah.
But that's not what I was asking him to do.
Right.
I wasn't asking him to fast track us to a relationship.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you know, at some
point. This is the page I'm on.
Yeah, faking it is never helpful for anybody.
Right. So he was just like, yeah, I don't even really want to. And I'm like, well, how long did you know that was the case? Because, I mean, we could have ended it sooner. Also, I'm not, like, really killing it. Like, we don't have keys to each other's place. Like, we're not, at no point am I, like, really trying to push up on you like that.
Yeah.
We're both also two individual people doing our own things, which is necessary. But I don't know. I feel like maybe that's what he thought. And then it just got to him at some point. So
maybe.
So on one hand, I'm like, well, I mean, like, that is shitty news to get, but there's never a good time to bring that up. So I guess it's better that he did it 5 months in and not, like, you know, 20 years in.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, yo, bruh, have you been lying this whole time? Like, why?
Yeah,
even
why
do that?
Maybe for the sex, you think?
I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good. He didn't
know
right then. And he just, so, yeah, so it's
do you
just
think,
like,
you're good in bed or bad in bed? Or anything? Well, how do you think how would you rate your bed
performance? I am willing to go there with you, but, like, carefully. You know what?
That's good.
We'll try it.
Down.
Let's try it. And if my knees can sustain it,
yeah,
we'll give it a shot. I'm not necessarily
going to be excited about it, but I'll go on
I'll
the adventure.
Go, yeah, I may even be.
That's sweet.
I may be excited about it, but I'll. You know
we'll
what
see.
I mean? Like, I'll give it. Yeah, like, what?
What's like something you've tried that you're like, oh, okay, like that seemed more adventurous for you personally?
A guy that I was with wanted to try peeing on each other.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys peeing on each other.
Yeah, because he
Same
was
time?
Also like, well, I don't know. Maybe, let's give this a shot.
Okay, so he was like kind of curious.
Yeah, kind of curious as well. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, let's give it a shot. But we were so scientific because I was like, well, I'm not peeing on your bed and you're not peeing on my bed. So let's just do this in the shower.
Yeah.
And we both just, like, it was so, like, perfunctory. Like, he just kind of peed on me and then I kind of peed on him. And then we were just standing in the shower like, oh, no.
You got to try it, though, to see if you like
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so I was like,
I've done it, yeah.
And I was like, I don't feel like that's my thing, but I don't regret doing this.
Right,
right.
I'm glad I can.
It's not appalling.
And if he would have gotten something out of it, then great. I didn't take anything away from me except some urine.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah,
that's natural.
Cool.
That's
I mean, we're
does.
Already in the shower. Let's just clean up and go watch, you know, The Simpsons or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see. There have been, like, there is just any time that you want to give something a try, just give me a heads up first.
Oh, you've had not heads up?
Yeah, there was, I was with one guy and he just suddenly, like, from behind, like, kind of got me in, like, a chokehold.
Oh,
thing.
From behind?
Yeah.
That's a, ooh,
and,
yeah, that's a heads up.
Yeah, and I was like, God damn it, I don't, want to die this way with this dude.
So wait, he was fucking you from behind it.
Well, he wanted to, but his dick wouldn't work.
Oh.
So.
Oh. So is that why he was choking you?
I don't know. Maybe. He may have just been upset. So he did it, and I was like, God damn it, this dude's going to rape me. And I was like, oh, wait, no, he's not. His dick doesn't work. And so I was like, okay, so then maybe this is what he's into. So what I need to do is make struggle noises. Because that may be what he likes.
Was that the first time you slept with him or no?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the only time. Worst sexual experience I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
And so
God.
I just start...
trying to play into it.
Yeah,
maybe.
And then after that, he seemed okay. He was just kind of humping my back and...
You made his nature rise?
Yeah. I couldn't.
Oh, damn.
I know. It just wasn't doing it. And then I
How long did he give it to try before you both...
I think it's
that
a thing that he liked.
Oh,
that
okay.
He didn't give me a heads up.
Okay.
And like, I'm not entirely sure I'm into being yoked up like that.
Yeah.
But I will give it a shot if we talk about it first.
Yeah.
Just give me a head. Don't yoke me up from behind. Because now I'm like, oh, how?
Well, especially if you barely know this person.
Yeah.
Did you at least have a drink or something before?
Yeah,
beforehand?
I'd known this guy for a while.
Oh, okay.
So it was
okay.
Like a thing.
As a human.
As and a you human. Probably, yeah.
Now, knowing him, do you think that was aligned with his personality? Were you surprised?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. Not surprised at all.
Got it.
It was just like, well, sure, of course.
Yeah.
That's why I was so like kind of weirdly calm because I was like, well, I mean, like if this dude kills me...
Yeah, who's hopefully gonna, there's a text chain.
I mean, like, if he tries to leave, people are still going to just go back to him. Like, this was you, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is your handiwork. So yeah. But yeah, and then I just made an executive decision and just blew him to completion. You know how you just
to... Yeah,
like,
so you
right,
didn't make
just,
the nature
yeah,
rise.
We just, yeah, exactly.
Because it's always awkward when the guy's dick doesn't work and you're like, well, I'm not going to say anything. Aside from like, is there anything else I could do? Those things.
Yeah,
those,
caring those, things.
Of course. But then when you both realize like this ain't gonna work, and then it's just like, I guess I'll wait for him to say it. And,
right. Yeah. And I'll just
and
follow.
His lead I don't
want to
make him
that.
Feel bad.
Right.
But,
yeah. I guess.
But then
I
when he keeps trying, I was just thinking about a guy that I used to fuck a while ago who had coke dick all the time, and we only slept together 3 times, but every time he had coke dick, and he would try to put his penis in me, and I was just like, bro.
Coke dick is no joke.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just stop trying. It's sad. I'm sad. This is sad. Aren't you sad?
No, you're not because it's coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't. That's yeah.
Yeah. That's what I dealt with quite a few whiskey dicks in my day. And now I just go, hey, I don't think it's working. We can just try a little later.
Yeah. That's
like,
good.
I'm not going to shame you or nothing. I just don't.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this probably ain't going to work. And then just hope that he doesn't get mad, turn me around and yoke me up again.
Oh my God.
But
that's what I like
part,
about getting older. Cause like in my early, like late teens, early 20s, the sex I was having, I wasn't saying shit. I wasn't
right,
speaking up.
Exactly.
I wasn't saying what I wanted.
I didn't know what to.
I didn't even think about what I wanted.
Yeah.
So dumb.
When I think back on some of the things, like scenarios that dudes are, and I'm just like, oh man, no, that was no good. Like,
yeah.
Would you agree to do that? Because I didn't know, but I didn't know me.
Have you ever
I mean?
Proposed something to a guy that, and you were like, well, let's try this.
Like something kinky.
No, I feel like once, I wanted to like, pull out my vibrator for something. I feel like maybe it was just taking too long. And I was like, look, let me just do this right quick. And then you finish up and then we can both go to sleep or something like that. I'm sure I put it real sexy like that. And
just hold on,
and
roll over.
Yeah, right. And he just kind of, like
men are very intimidated by vibrators.
Even
a lot.
If they buy them for you. They
yeah. And
sometimes.
I try to explain that it's a different kind of, or it's just, very intense, very quick, and then like it's done.
Yeah,
it's different.
It also
than
it
the
makes
other
me happy.
Types. Yeah,
and
like
it's not
it's just
speaking to your dick doesn't vibrate, and that's okay.
Yeah,
no dick does.
Yeah, so you know, and if in all of the positions you're not able to hit the spot, which is just, well, I guess either to the left or the right, but you still got to be in there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like if it's not gonna work, let me just do this.
Yeah,
and then that'll be fine. And then you know, whatever.
What did you do when he was like, ooh?
And I'm like, all right, fine, never mind. We'll just.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I mean, I'm old enough to take being rutted for a while.
Right.
Yeah, like, all right.
Well, like, yes. Because I remember, I'm glad you brought up vibrators because that is one thing I wanted to talk to you about. I just like, this is weird, but when I think of you, I think of vibrators only because you told some like very kind of beautiful story a while ago that I saw you at like kind of almost like an emotional or like romanticized like romantic relationship with your vibrator.
Oh, and yeah, I married.
Yeah, I found it. I found it to be very beautiful.
You married your vibrator?
Yeah, when I turned 30, I married my vibrator. His name was Goldie. And he's like, I like your basic bullet longer or whatever, because I'm not inserting it. Also, I gotta leave a little something for the humans, and so
that's what I think. Yeah.
And so
that holds for dudes.
Yeah, right. So I got this vibrator gold, and also I was still at the porn store, so I could get them like it cost, so nice. Mad cheap. And I put googly eyes on them and a little hat and all of this kind of thing, and I did at this club I was at all the time. Yeah, I was just like, let me just kind of poke fun at being 30 and alone, and my parents, it doesn't upset them at all or anything like that. Like, my parents came, my dad gave me away.
Your parents good sense came of humor. Yeah. to the yeah. wedding between you and your vibrator.
Oh, yeah, they brought the cake.
Your parents got a cake?
Yeah.
Wait, this is an official wedding?
Yeah, I was registered at Target. And I went and I scanned all the batteries and towels.
I love that.
And a printer.
And did people get you shit?
Yes.
Nice.
My sister, who was not a fan of the whole thing, she was like, I don't know how I feel about any of this.
Oh, so why was she?
She was just like this.
I mean, you're about to encounter somebody.
It's a step too far
for her. The fact that your parents were dope.
Nice. So they were there. My sister at first was like, I'm not going to go to this ceremony. This is. And I'm like, I wish you would, but I respect that you would be like, this is too much. And she did come to the party, the birthday party, the reception, I guess. And she bought me the printer that I had. So I'm like, okay, so you still went to Target and looked up my name.
You got what I was doing and you liked it.
All right, let me just buy this bitch a printer. You know what
I mean? Is she married or was she married at the time?
No, okay. Yeah.
She's probably like, ugh, that's a good idea.
not a bad idea. So, but yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I'd always said when I'm 30, if I'm not married, I don't know why. My parents didn't necessarily put that pressure on me to be married and have the kids and all that stuff. But I was like, I'm just going to make a joke out of it. Yeah, really. It still was in me. Yeah. I still felt it. And I couldn't understand why. So I got a dog instead. But
nice.
I was just like, I'm just going to do this thing. And it was great. Like, my best friend was my maid of honor, and her boyfriend was my flower girl.
Aww.
And she made a whole a photo album with the Barbie bridal dress on, with a little gold bullet in front. She crafted a whole
thing. That's so cute and supportive.
It was very nice considering what we were doing.
Well, even when it's a joke, it's like still a bonding experience between friends and family, and like, well, let's all come together.
Corinne married herself.
I did for my 25th birthday. It was, it did start as like just being silly and I like to throw out outrageous parties, but then it did feel like it's what I imagine the heartfeltness of an actual wedding would be like.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's great.
Did you feel
how to get married?
Heartfeltness with your vibrator on your wedding day?
Well, you know, it's like an open relationship.
That's good.
And it's just a little weird.
It's understanding.
Once you put googly eyes on them, it feel like it changes things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like moving in together. It's
I
see it in a different
way
now.
And so so Goldie was like in a container in my parents' attic for a little while.
Yeah.
I believe Goldie's with me here in New York.
Oh,
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know. Well, just love.
That's great.
We've been together like 15 years.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's amazing.
Great vibrator.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, what a sport.
Yeah.
Jesus. So we have to wrap. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah,
that was great.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you would like to promote to social media? Where can we find you? Where can
you
see you perform?
Sure. Okay.
What do you got?
On the social media, you can pretty much do at Silky Jumbo, all one word, traditional spelling. and that's like on Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest, even though I don't know exactly how that works.
Me either.
It's fun though.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get the point of it. I just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. They don't know what to do with me because I don't give them any information about what I like. So they send me emails like, maybe you'd like these things.
Just
and they
keep
name
trying.
Like six things and they're always like way off. Once it was like, cakes.
Who doesn't like cakes?
Big trucks. limbs.
Wow.
Like arms, like limbs. I was like, what
That's
do you think? What?
Fuck?
What am I? Ooh. But yeah, so you can find me on those things usually. And even on Facebook, if you at Silky Jumbo, I think it's like my fan page. I have my own site. It's Shalewa Sharp, Shalewa Sharpe. .com, which really just goes to a Tumblr.
Nice.
Not a live journal.
Upgrade from a live journal.
No, but I think if you look up live journal, you look up Silky Jumbo.
Wow.
You're probably gonna. I don't think I deleted that thing yet. So you're just going to see a lot of talk about the OC, probably.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, yeah. That was because I'm not much of a drinker, but I started drinking around the time the OC was on. And I'd eat a freschetta small pizza and drink my OC cocktail, which was just Midori Sprite.
Sounds great.
And just
you know how to have fun.
Yeah, just by
you
myself.
Really
just yell at the TV about
really
the OC
fun.
And then just type up my review on live. Yeah,
you might know my mom. Honestly, I think she did that for Dawson's Creek. She has all these Dawson's Creek friends.
I don't blame her
online, and like she would meet up with.
Oh, that's cute.
That actually is kind of
adorable. That's real sweet.
My mom. Well, we're a lot of fanatics in my family.
Okay,
my mom belongs to a group of people with cysts on the back of their head. So you know,
to each their
own. Yeah. What's an arachnoid cyst?
Pacey arachnoid cyst.
All the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's a
vibrators.
Unique
you get
bomb.
It.
Yeah.
We all have our thing.
Oh, thank you so much for talking
thank
to us.
Thank you for
this
having
really fun
me.
To,
I really
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. This has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.